And here is West Georgia's first news for your Tuesday from the News Talk 1330 FM 106.3 Newsroom. Carroll County Sheriff's deputies continue to search for a man who eluded them following a high-speed vehicle chase late Monday afternoon. Deputies say Floyd Andy Acklin is wanted for multiple felonies, and he is considered dangerous. Monday, that pursuit ended near the 3800 block of Northeast Hickory Level Road, where Acklin fled on foot. Residents in the area are being told to use caution around their properties and know there will be a heavy police presence in the area, including search dogs and aviation. The 38-year-old Acklin was last seen wearing red shorts. He's about 5'7", weighs approximately 190 pounds. He has darker hair with a gray patch in front. We have posted his picture to the News Talk 1330 WLBB Facebook page. Residents are being told to not approach him if spotted, but call 911 immediately. Acklin has had several run-ins with law enforcement since the early 2000s, facing charges including burglary, aggravated stalking, meth possession, battery, fleeing police, and family violence. Carroll County Commission Chairman Michelle Morgan has been reappointed as a member of the Agriculture and Rural Affairs Steering Committee by the National Association of Counties. That committee is responsible for all matters pertaining to USDA agriculture, rural development programs, rural renewable energy development, research and extension, food safety and conservation programs. Congress and federal agencies look for and receive feedback on legislative policy from the committee while decisions are being made in Washington, D.C. In Carroll County, agriculture output is over $538 million and creates over 4,000 jobs. And volunteers with the Harrelson County Nonprofit Community Christian Council say they have distributed more than 250,000 pounds of food and helped more than 10,000 people in need just over the last year.
You know, we know that we'll always be needed, but we want every individual to become less and less dependent. That is the goal.
CCC Executive Director Robbie Williams was a guest on Monday's WLBB Community Voice program.
The CCC has four components to it. We have community food bank. Another component, we have community kitchen that's open every time that we're open, and we're able to provide anywhere between 600 to 800 meals. Another part is our resource center, where we're able to provide things like job skills, utility assistance, Eckerd GED program that's housed inside of our resource center. Then the last piece of the puzzle for us is the medical clinic.
And the Community Christian Council is located at 734 Bowden Street in Tallapoosa. To find out how you can donate to or benefit from the group's efforts, Monday's complete Community Voice program is archived online at newstalk1330.com. I'm Colin Worthington.